peace, and God's merciful justice to you. Thank you for checking in here on Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. We love you. We are profanity-free, and we do it all for you. Tri-State Funeral Services is backing us up, sponsoring portions of our program today. Tri-State Funeral Services are located 1505 Kenilworth Avenue, Northeast D.C. Now look, we're fortunate to have Sister Iyana Cotton. She's our guest today. And the reason I say we're fortunate is because we say this all the time on this radio station. Your health is your wealth. However, treating the body with drugs, well, it has its benefits. We see people living longer. But look, we also know grandma and auntie, they used to use methods without drugs, and the benefits were restoration, healing, and even cures without drugs. There are a lot of remedies in the world today that we should pay attention to. That's the point I'm trying to make. I'm your radio host, Nia2X, and again, we have Iyana Cotton, a young lady that is into a health remedy, a health treatment, or whatever she likes to call it, because I'm a student and I'm learning just like everyone else. But she has something that people are talking about more and more, and it's Reiki. Reiki is something that we're hearing about maybe at the health spa, maybe at the beauty shop, maybe fellas are hearing about it at the barber shop. But today, we're going to break it down, and we want you, our listeners, to not only listen, but to act on what we are getting ready to hear. So sit back, relax, everyone, and I want to welcome you, Ms. Cotton, Iyana Cotton, to Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. Peace to you, young lady.
Hi, thank you for having me. Thank you.
And indeed, thank you for being here and coming forward to share with us something that obviously is important to you, would you say? Is that pretty important to you, Reiki?
Yes.
Reiki, excuse me.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, very
Reiki.
Important.
You say it's very important. Well, tell us a little bit how you got interested. How did you find out about this treatment? And would you call it a treatment? How do you describe Reiki to us?
So I got into Reiki a few years back, probably about like 5 years or so. But something happened while I was in the park in D.C. And this man, he was a Reiki practitioner. He has his own company and everything. And I was lying on the ground. So I fainted. Backstory, I fainted. And he was analyzing my body and using the healing energy in order to realign myself. And to go deeper into the origins and what Reiki is. Reiki came about around the late 1800s, early 1900s, and it originated by Dr. Mukau Usui. And there are different types of Reiki, but this one, Usui Reiki, is the original one. And I was attuned at the Four Directions Wellness by Catherine Miller, and they're located in Alexandria, Virginia, which is owned by Mara Benner. And from what I could remember, Reiki, it literally means universal life energy. It is the life energy. It's coming from the universe, and it's flowing through your body. It could flow through your body, and then it could be passed on to someone else. And so, yeah. Yeah. And also, it does originate in Japan. It is a Japanese healing practice. And I found out about it more through that specific person who helped me those years ago. And it wasn't until the pandemic, where I was like, you know what? I'm going to sign up for the class. Like, I'm going to sign up for a class. And so I'm going to be attuned into level one. Another thing I have to say, there are three levels in Reiki. There's one, two, and three. Number three is Reiki Master. Some other places in the world, they may have a four. But in the United States, mostly you will see level one, two, or three. And I am certified in one and two.
So you went and got certified. You're telling us from this incident, what year was that incident? Around what year? It's 2022 now.
Yeah.
Were you a baby?
I would say like maybe I was like, it was like around 2016, around there.
Okay. Yeah. And you had a fainting spell in the park. Was it hot that day? Do you recall what made you faint?
It wasn't that hot outside from what I can remember. I didn't eat anything. I didn't eat anything when I should have. He came to help me.
And you didn't know the man. This was a stranger.
Well, he wasn't a complete stranger. I have seen him before.
Did you know him?
Yeah, I knew him to a certain extent.
Okay.
Yeah.
But were you by yourself? Was your family with you?
I was by myself, yes.
I see.
This happened around DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C.,
yes, ma'am. You fainted, and then a gentleman came over and used those skills. Do you know how long it took? I mean, do you communicate with him now? Where he explained to you what happened, and is that how you got interested after he told you what he did, and then you pursued a personal interest in in the subject? Was anyone there to tell you, you know, like, hey, you was out 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, anything like that?
No. I blacked out for maybe 2-3 seconds, and then, like, I came back, but I was feeling pretty weak, and like, I'm thinking, yo, I need to get myself together because
right,
I can't be
right
out here fainting in D.C. And basically how long it took for him to do everything, it didn't take long at all. It was want to say maybe close to 5 minutes. Yeah, like it didn't take long at all. And after he was done, and you know, I was sitting down, I had this feeling of security. It's that feeling of security that you would get if you were hugging your mom, you know?
Yes.
And he, what he did was he realigned my chakras in my body, and you know, basically leveled everything in my body, you know, and that feeling just brought like all the negativity just out of my body, and like just this positivity, this safety, this feeling of like I just felt really good. I felt really mm-hmm. good. Yeah, I still ate something afterwards, but you know, yeah.
That's amazing, mm-hmm. and we're going to break down for the audience what the chakras are, because most of us growing up here mm-hmm. in the West don't mm-hmm. know some of those terms. We really don't know our own bodies. We just don't, and we think we do. A lot of people get sick, and the first thing we do is the right thing. We go consult a person, a doctor, you know. And I'm finding out that they're treating based on their education. And they have about, what, 8 years of medical school? But I don't think they're talking about chakras in those 8 years. To my understanding. So would you please explain when you said that the gentleman lined up your chakras and the feeling of having that done, you described it as mother's hug, and there's nothing more secure in the world than mother's hug indeed, because when babies cry, and mommy mm-hmm. comes and pick us up and gives us that hug, it makes the baby feel, as you described, secure. So spell chakras for us and tell us exactly what are the chakras that the gentleman aligned for you that gave you such a mm-hmm. great natural healing, from him lining them up, please.
Mm-hmm. So chakras, it's spelled C-H-A-K-R-A-S. I'm sorry, A-S. So the main chakras, there are, I believe, 7 main chakras in the body. And usually you will see it, you will not see it, but you will know that they are aligning your spine. So if you were to Google chakras, you may see pictures of someone like maybe sitting with their legs crossed, and like there are these colors that are going vertically down the center of their body. And what those are where the chakras are, and those are the main energy centers in your body. And so these chakras, there's one on the top of your head, that's the crown chakra. There's one on your forehead, that's the third eye chakra. You know, a lot of people know about the third eye. And then there's another one in your throat, in the throat area, throat chakra, in the middle of your chest, the heart, above your belly button, there's the solar plexus, and then the last two going down is the sacral chakra and the root chakra. And when they are all balanced out, the energy in your body, it feels, you just feel amazing. You feel good. Like your spiritual self, your mind, your voice, your heart, your stomach, your safety, it's there. I don't know a better way to describe it. Like you're aligned with yourself and your spiritual self. And there are other parts of the body, and within the spiritual community, mostly people talk about the chakra, the main seven chakras, vertically down our body, but not a lot of people talk about the other chakras that are in our body, which is on our fingertips, the palms of our hands, the bottom of our feet, our toes, our butt, our knees, elbows. Like, those are the other points too. But obviously, we tend to focus on the main ones, on the main seven, because that's where, to put it bluntly, most of the action is at, you know? Yeah.
Well, I think you described it very, very well, because for a long time, I was under the impression, rather, that there were only seven, but as you are stating, there are more than seven, but the seven are the main ones. If you're just tuning in, our guest today is Iyanna Cotton, and she's explaining to us about Reiki, and Reiki is a form of a treatment that she was introduced to, not in a normal way, but what happened in her experience of this treatment that many, many practitioners will tell you, you, me, and everybody, with this stressful society we are in today, you're not taking drugs, you're not taking supplements. We are learning more about the human anatomy that just wasn't taught to us in school, most of the case. And as I mentioned, I don't know if they're doing this in the 8 years of medical school, and I would, benefit of the doubt, say that they are. They may rush through it or run through it, but it's certainly not what we're seeing at the hospitals. There are many people who are just so upset at the method that hospitals in this country are trained with medicine that is basically drugs. And again, I'm not knocking them, because there's a lot of credit to some of the drugs as far as people living to 100, but what is their quality of life? So with Reiki, this type of treatment, our guest, can you tell us, Sister Iyanna, what are the benefits? Why would a person want to have this treatment? And do you describe Reiki as a treatment? How do you describe it, ma'am?
I describe Reiki as a healing practice that probably, and this is, I'm not saying that this is fact or anything, but I'm saying that maybe it could be a possibility that this type of thing was probably around thousands and thousands of years ago, and it ended up resurfacing this way in the late 1800s or early 1900s. For people who may be looking into Reiki or this is their first time hearing about it, there is no regret. There is no regret at all. I've gotten Reiki done. Since I am also attuned in level 1 and 2, I've done Reiki on other people, as far as my family and my friends. And, you know, people experience energy differently. Okay, we all don't experience energy the same. So if someone is doing Reiki on someone, and person number one, and then ends up doing Reiki on person number two, that person number one may not feel anything, and person number two may feel everything, but person number one may end up feeling something maybe 30 minutes to an hour later and just end up feeling good. Or person number two would just end up feeling everything right then and there, and then they go on their merry way. That experience happened when I decided to do Reiki on my significant other. He was depressed. He had anxiety. When I did it at that time, he was at a very low point. And I was like, you know what, can I do Reiki on you? Can I see what I can do? And he's like,
oh. And what was his response? You know, this new treatment, I'm feeling bad already. Mm-hmm. Here she is over here with this, you know. What was his response when you first asked him, let me try, and do you call it a treatment?
Yeah, I would call it a treatment, yes. Yeah.
So what was your significant other's initial response? Because a lot of people, they may be listening to this show and, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just are so conditioned to not want to lift up our interest. Mm-hmm. And what the sister is explaining, not because we're bad people, but because we have become so conditioned to hearing things mm-hmm. one way. If I'm sick, I go to the doctor. That's it. Leave me alone. Case closed. But here is a treatment that doesn't involve any artificial substances, not even a natural substance, but just working
right.
with the body. So what was the gentleman's initial response when you asked him and he was in that state?
So when it comes to this specific person, me and him, we've known each other for 8 years. And he is a... This may not make sense to some people. This may make sense to some people, but he is a spiritual being without being a spiritual being. I just want to leave it right there. I just want to leave it right there concerning, like, who he is. But his response to it, he was open. He was accepting of it, and he gave me permission. I told him, you know, lie down, relax. You may or may not feel anything. It's fine. And, you know, I did my thing. And about an hour later, he's driving me home, and he's like, Ayana, I haven't felt like this since I was a little kid.
Mm.
I have not felt like this since I was a little kid. This is amazing. I feel happy. I have this energy. I wish he was here so he could actually, like, you know, say everything. But
we're getting a good impression. Make no mistake about it. The question was, how was his reaction? And you have described his reaction to what took place. We're going to, in a short while, go to a break. Not now, but we want to hear exactly how this treatment is conducted. And before we do that, let's ask or find out from you, what should people want when they come to get your service? They're coming, as you stated, your boyfriend was very depressed. What other symptoms do we have in order to say, look, I better reach out and call a Reiki, practitioner?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. So anyone could reach out to someone who is a Reiki practitioner if they are depressed, if they have anxiety, if they are experiencing chronic migraines, if they are experiencing pain in their back, in any part of their body, if they're experiencing suicidal thoughts. I guess that could go hand in hand with depression, but you know, you could do that. You can go to a Reiki master if you are, feeling pain from your past, because let me say this too, and again, may make sense to some people, may not make sense to some people. But time is a construct. It's not, it's there, it's right in front of you. The sun comes up and the sun comes down and everything, but time is what we have made. And so if you want to have someone do Reiki, they could do Reiki on whatever happened to you in the past and end up healing what is going on in your past in order for you now to feel better, or your future self to feel better. Like, I know that it sounds so impossible or just out of this world, but this is, I'm not gonna try to convince everyone like this is the truth right here. But what I'm gonna say is that honestly, it's not going to hurt to try, and always come to things with an open mind, and also do research too. You do your research too and look into different things. Look into why people may be interested in a specific thing, because that's what I did. And I, years later, ended up being this spiritual being who wants to heal people. I feel like I came in this life to heal people, and that's what I really want to do, so I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm. I sure like that. Make no mistake about that. Our guest, Iyanna Cotton. And if you're tuning in and didn't hear from the top, she is in today to Reiki, which is a treatment of the human anatomy. And she also just listed a lot of the problems that we're having with our families, with our friends, with our coworkers, with ourselves even. There are many people who could really benefit from letting that energy, as you described, it sounds like it's trapped energy in the human body. When anything is trapped, you know, it kind of describes the discomfort and even energy being trapped in the body. It could give you aches in your shoulders and, like you said, back pain. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people take substances, you know, they say when you take an aspirin, your head is not really hurting. It's not your head. It's your brain telling us that there's something in the body that needs attention, and it really needs attention now because it is hurting. Is that right, young lady?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Reiki, what is the proper spelling, as you suggested to us, to look it up? Look up Reiki, and you can find everything on the Internet today.
Yes, Reiki is spelled R-E-I-K-I, Reiki.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's the proper spelling of it, and it's a treatment that alleviates stored up energy that turns into pain. Why is my side hurting? My arm's been hurting for days. And again, we're going to go to a break in a moment, but we're not telling people not to go to doctors. We are
right.
Opening up another door to help people, because black people in particular, I mean, we need all the help we can get. We top the charts, high blood pressure, diabetes, I mean, serious mm-hmm. diseases, cancer. We need all of the remedies, at least learn about them, know about them, and be able to use them. Let's go to a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back to our distinguished guest, Sister Iyana Cotton. And you're listening to Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. Will return in a moment. Don't go nowhere. All right, we're not hearing anything.
Gabe. Good evening, beautiful people. This is Gabe. Next week, I will premiere my new show, Brothers Gonna Work It Out. We're focused on health, finance, mental health, healthy relationships, sports, and more. It can be heard right here on Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people.
All right, Brother Gabe, thank you. I mean, we've been really working with our brother, and we have been really hearing some fantastic information. He's going to debut next Thursday, a week from here, as he mentioned, right on our airwaves. Brother's going to work it out, and we certainly want to hear what he has to say. Also, this hour, we are sponsored by Tri-State Funeral Services. Tri-State Funeral Services is the one to call when your family is in need of compassionate, professional, sensitive care in your greatest hour in need. Tri-State Funeral Services, 1505 Kenilworth Avenue, Northeast, D.C., dedicate their services offering military funeral honors free of charge and mandated by law for eligible veterans. Pre-planning is another feature Tri-State Funeral Services offer. It allows everyone to create your own unique life celebration reflecting your wishes and desires. If you move, your pre-planning is transferable to any funeral home in the country. Give Tri-State Funeral Services a call to hear their other comforting services they have available. 202-882-1202. Don't forget, also every Saturday and Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern, be sure to watch Politics Nation, hosted by the modern-day civil rights leader, the Honorable Reverend Dr. Al Sharpton. Reverend Sharpton is the number one civil rights leader in the world. He is the founder of the National Action Network, a civil rights organization patterned after the 1960s civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. They are nonviolent. They are effective, committed, and work very, very hard. Go online and see the local chapter in your city to become a member of the National Action Network. Go to www.nationalactionnetwork.net. Remember, no justice, no peace. And finally, we're sponsored by the following. While visiting New York Broadway theaters this fall, 2022, the remarkable, legendary Lena Horne will be the first black woman to have a New York Broadway theater named after her. Go ahead, girl. She appeared in 5 Broadway shows, many television, nightclubs, and stage performances. Lena Horne was a fierce longtime civil rights activist. The theater is located 256 West 47th Street, New York, New York. Lena Horne died in 2010. Now we're going to go back to our program, and we want to remind everyone that our guest is, of course, Miss Iyanna Cotton. And I mean, she's given us a wealth of information about a treatment that doesn't use drugs, a treatment that is ancient in its time. I mean, it's been around for a long time. And as she stated, it treats everything from depression to pain and the other ailments that we're finding ourselves in, especially the black community, but every community, stress and the like. So be sure to listen to the other half of this program if you can and get the 411, because, young lady, you said earlier during the show that there are 3 steps to become a Reiki teacher, 1 and 2, and then you said that 3rd step is a Reiki master. So what happened to you in the park has produced the desire for you to pursue this healing, this treatment, and I find that extremely interesting. It must have a lot of power to it for you to take your life. You're going in one direction, and then there's something that happened to you, and you are introduced to this subject. How do you tell us, or what would you tell us, rather, that made you say, this is for me? And you did it a little bit before we went to the break. You want to heal and help people. Have you always wanted to do that, go to college to become a healer, a doctor? What were your dreams before you were introduced to Reiki healing?
So before getting into Reiki, I was actually going to school to become a theater teacher. I wanted to be a teacher in high school or in college and teach theater and acting. I really think that art is a beautiful way to express yourself or be another person. But even though that was something that I was very much interested in, my spirituality was something else that I was just about evenly interested in too. So what happened in the park? I fainted and I was weak. I didn't eat anything that day, and I know that I should have ate something, but I didn't. And I am grateful that I ended up getting a Reiki healing done by an acquaintance. I can't remember his name for the life of me, but I'm grateful that I did. I do still go to college. I am majoring in health education. But as far as Reiki, it's something that I plan to continue practicing. I really do want to heal other people on a spiritual level. If you look at, like, what's happening in the hospitals and the doctor's offices, for people like us, for Black people, like, it's kind of scary. Like, I would like to have a family. I would like to eventually have a baby one day. And Black women are at the top when it comes to mortality rate when giving birth, or the babies passing away. And that's something that I don't feel safe. anybody else who does, okay. But I don't feel safe with that. There are a lot of doctors out here who still believe that Black people don't feel as much pain as, like, other races or something stupid like that. And it's like, that's not true. but besides that, Reiki, it is considered a complementary medicine. It is an alternative medicine. And if you look in China, if you look in Japan, there are people who are becoming doctors over there who are practicing Reiki, who are practicing acupuncture, who are practicing the healing practices in India. I can't think of the name right now, but yeah, they're practicing that. And over here, it's a little more drug-related, a little more surgical. You know, it's okay, but at the same time, you're still dealing with the side effects, you know, because you look at the commercials on TV and you see a pill and it's like, oh, okay, this sounds good. And then, like, at the end, it says, well, like, watch out, there may be a chance for cancer and maybe even death. And what?
Oh. It's an insult to our mentality to offer something like that. You go to school 8 years and that's all you have? Well, guess what? I'm not taking it because I didn't have what the pill could give me. It's an insult. It's like a test or something. Let's see how the people react. We tell them something stupid, and we'll just see if they go get it. You know, let's see how deep we have their minds controlled.
And then on top of that, you get that pill, you're going to end up taking another pill from something else because you got to treat what's going on in your body from the cause of that other pill you're taking. And it just turns into a cycle, and all of a sudden you have all these pills that you got to take every morning. And it's like, what in the world?
And it's not like it's you're ridiculous. Walking around straight up. I mean, you're still living, got that. But the quality of your life is, mm-hmm. you know, is just, it's not what I'm signing up for. That's why we have this show today. Our guest is Iyanna Cotton. And she is telling us, now you called it, I'm calling it a treatment. Why are you calling it a medicine? Tell us, when you go to a person and you give them the treatment, are they ingesting anything or is it hands-on? Please describe.
So I'm using complementary medicine, alternative medicine, because with the way that I learned when I'm doing this certification, if you look online, if you read these books, this is how they describe it. You could still say it's a treatment too. During the Reiki practice, you're not ingesting anything. You're not taking shots either. You're not putting on creams or whatever. You're lying down, or your patient is lying down. And the practitioner's hands are either going to be hovering over you in a specific area, or obviously with permission, touching you in a certain area.
So are you saying before you go on, before you go on, please remember your point, but when you said hovering over you, are you saying mm-hmm. you can treat the patient without touching the patient with Reiki treatment?
100%.
Go ahead,
100%.
Ma'am.
100%.
I hope you didn't lose your train of thought.
When you're dealing with Reiki, it's energy. It's like I said earlier, it's universal life energy. And what's happening is that universal life energy is coming through that practitioner, and it is being put into that other person. And there's something that I want to bring up as well, because I have read that there are some people who may have been interested in Reiki, but because of their religion, it's questionable, you know? So it doesn't matter if you're Christian or Muslim or Buddhist, Hindu, practicing in some indigenous spirituality, you're Catholic, it doesn't matter. You could be any religion. You could be an atheist, you agnostic, and still practice Reiki. Some people who may be Christian, they may see it as God putting that energy inside of you in order to heal another person without really touching them. Or by touching them, you can touch them with their permission. But anybody can practice Reiki as long as they're attuned. That's very important that everyone should know. As long as that specific practitioner is attuned in Reiki, I've seen advertisements on Instagram or Facebook talking about, like, hey, take this Reiki class online or something like that. And it's like, that's not how it works. You need to work with a Reiki master and get that energy from them. You need to be attuned from them. You can't just go online and, you know, do this little thing and be like, okay, here I am. That's how they take your money and just run.
How long does it take to become the first stage of your training?
Mm-hmm.
And the second question is, can you do Reiki on animals? The first question, how long does it take from the getting stage one certified to stage two? Are they the same? And then we'll find out about the master stage that you're also pursuing today. Go ahead, ma'am, please.
Okay. Okay, so when I was doing Reiki Level 1 and Reiki Level 2, it took about a month. I did about a month or a month and a half long course for both Reiki 1 and Reiki 2.
Is that a normal duration?
It just depends. You know, like,
okay.
There are some classes where you can take it for one day and then end up being attuned, and then there you are, you're certified in Reiki Level 1. This one specifically, like, we met through Zoom on different days each week, and we ended up learning about it, about the history, about what to do with your hands, about the energy, about what should the patient do, just, you know, all of that, all of the important things that you should know. As far as animals, I cannot stress this enough. 100% yes, you can do Reiki on animals, and they love it. I ended up doing Reiki on my dog. He passed away a few years ago from old age, but I ended up doing a Reiki on my dog, and I ended up doing Reiki on my aunt's dog. It was so funny, the way that my dog, his name was Prince, the way that my dog, he knew that I was there, but he was facing the other way, and while I was doing it, he put his head up and looked. He turned his head and looked at me like, "Yo, what you doing?" Like,
okay.
If he didn't like it, then he would get up and leave. But he ended up staying there and spread out his body. So, you know, I can do what I need to do for him. And the same thing went with my aunt's dog. And it's like, oh, okay. unlike us humans, other animals, they're more sensitive to energy. And so when it comes to Reiki, they're going to be a lot more sensitive with Reiki. And they're going to sense that something's happening. And, you know, that's something that for people who may be interested in Reiki and probably would like to be attuned in it as well, yes, do it on your pets. Do it on your animals. if you want your animal to see a Reiki practitioner, go ahead and give your pet a little checkup with the Reiki practitioner. Obviously,
and as you stated,
do not only.
Go ahead,
oh,
ma'am.
I'm sorry.
No, please go ahead. You're not only.
Don't only let your animals go to a Reiki practitioner. Obviously, send them to a vet. Obviously,
okay.
Send them
go
to
ahead.
A vet. Let uh-huh. them take their medicine, all that stuff, you know, because, again, this isn't to 100% replace, you know, the doctors in the hospitals or whatever. Like, this is just something that is supposed to help you. It could help you psychologically, spiritually, or physically, emotionally, mentally. And, you know, like I said, it's a alternative medicine. It's a complementary medicine. It complements with the regular doctor visits. hopefully, if you are seeing a doctor, you're seeing a good one and not the ones who, you know, don't care about, just do whatever they want to do or whatever, you know? So, yeah, like, keep an open mind with that and look into it. And you know, I don't know what else to say. Hello. Hello.